You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
They'll all be spaced out. They will be spaced out. They will be spaced out.
That's what the Prime Minister said. They will be spaced out. How are you, Rowan?
I'm quite well. How are you?
I'm very well. Hey, we're chatting to you because the wine cellar is reopened, which is very exciting, and you've got a gig happening tonight, which will be spaced out.
It will be spaced out.
Hey, it will be very spaced out. Hey, so what's it gonna look like? This is obviously a very weird time for all venues to sort of get used to. What is it gonna look like down at the wine cellar at the moment?
Well, we opened the bar opened last night.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to do everything new on the same day.
That seems like fair enough.
I wanted to sort of like spread the load and get used to the idea of how we're going to be operating.
Mm-hmm.
But it also meant that some of the people who came along, sort of artists and promoters, and they, so I was able to show people the venue room and how it was going to be set up for tonight.
Cool.
And stuff. And everybody was quite, quite enthusiastic, and some of the comments were sort of like, oh, it's just like the old wine cellar. for those listeners who were with us, say 10 years ago, when we had the room full of couches, we're not full of couches now, but it's tables and chairs around the tables.
Cool.
Spread out in the venue thing. So it's, I think, this is where
speakeasy
the wine
vibes.
Cellar, yeah, it's also where the wine cellar, being the size of venue that it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, petite. Venue-wise, as far as venues go, we can, like, A, you've always been able to do a show to 30 people, and it didn't feel like a complete failure.
Yeah.
Which has always been the thing for a lot of our new bands and people starting out,
mm-hmm.
is sort of like, it's not the devastating experience that getting 20 people at the King's Arms,
which just feels terrible,
which feels absolutely terrible.
20 people at the wine cellar,
30 people at the wine cellar,
sold out,
actually feels quite communicative. And now it's 30 people and that's sold out.
Yeah.
You can say sold out shows at the wine cellar.
That's awesome.
The main thing is just for people not to be moving around,
mm-hmm.
to get used to the idea of not moving around.
Dr. Ashley Bloomfield said yesterday, don't break out the moves that you learnt in lockdown, the dance moves. I think he might have said that pretty much word for word yesterday. So
save that for TikTok.
save that for TikTok. I mean, you'll be a meter apart from everybody except for those in your seated group, if
mm-hmm.
you've come with a group of people. Maybe you just sort of do the diminutive TikTok, you know, the hand gestures, while you're seated, without any grand arm swinging, because you may collect somebody's drink behind you. I think in some ways it's not going to feel, it's going to feel like a wine cellar show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be super different. It's just going to not, it just doesn't quite have the social, the socialization catching up, that, you know, making random acquaintances. It's going to feel a little bit harder, you know, because there is the separation, and we're perhaps being a little stricter than we need to be, but we don't want to, we're not trying to break any rules.
No, and you want to get it right.
We want to get it right.
Yeah, exactly.
So we kind of like want people to keep that in mind, it's going to be the interacting with each other at the end of the show, and the beginning of the show is just going to feel a little more,
a little bit different,
you know, a little more theatery.
Yeah, Yeah.
Like coming in with my ticket and sitting down.
Sitting down at your seat.
At your seat and stuff, which is going to be difficult for some of our regulars.
Yeah.
I imagine, but you know, it's all there for a reason.
And I think the great thing is that we do have these venues opening again, which is really awesome, because this is a very weird and tricky time for music venues across the country and across the world, actually. And it's been really heartening to see all the community coming together to support these venues. Of course, Whammy Bar and Wine Cellar absolutely smashed their Goal on the Boosted campaign. How are you feeling about that, Rowan? Did it make you feel the warm fuzzies?
It was really quite overwhelming and emotional, especially the first first day of the Boosted campaign, when we kind of, you know, by the end of it we reached our target. It's sort of like, because there's a lot of, like, in the planning of these campaigns, there's a lot of work and a lot of ground being covered by sort of Ruben Bonner from Banished. From Banished Music, and Reb, who's playing tonight, and our friend Matthew Crawley, who's been a booker at the venues and put on parties and ran Golden Dawn and now works at Flying Out, worked so hard along with Lou, whose day job, along with being running Whammy, is a publicist. So. And so I was in the background feeling a little bit useless, like the sound engineer.
Neither useless, Rowan.
It feels like I'm sitting there, like sitting on my hands going, well, my skill set is this, and I can offer these things to help do this thing that we're doing. Oh, that doesn't really count anymore.
Moral support.
Moral support and ideas and encouragement. And I was quite, like, it was a very emotional couple of days. And as it's ended, like, tried to take some of that energy to pushing other venues, because, you know, how you can say,
it's a network, isn't it? It's all a community. No.
There's no one as an island, and no venue, no matter how idiosyncratic and weird, and, you know, Wine Cellar is a different venue from a lot of places, in a good way.
Yes.
But we can't exist if there aren't other venues and other places. And as much as it always upsets me when artists who I feel a great personal attachment with and we have a great relationship with at the Wine Cellar get too big to ever play.
That's the problem when you're suddenly famous and then your 30-person show is not enough.
We've got some ideas. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks we're going to try some shows where we might do more than one show.
Awesome.
In a night, but I wanted to see how a show would operate normally.
Well, I think
without the stress of doing more than one at once.
I think it's going to be super exciting to see music coming back. I know everybody at BFM is really keen to get back out there, and I think also people feel keen to respect it as well. You know, take the time to get used to the new processes so that we can keep going and seeing good music, and so that our favourite venues like the Wine Cellar can keep rolling as well in this weird new world. So you've got Reb Fountain.
Reb and Dave.
Reb and Dave.
So Dave is going to do a set. Dave Kahn is, if the audience don't know, Dave Kahn is the sideman, producer, guitarist, multi-instrumentalist, sort of arsenal at the side of so many of our artists over the years. I first met Dave. He was playing in a guitar pop electro pop band called Charlie Ash. And Dave played guitar in them, and he was a major force in the Bernie Griffin mm-hmm. and the Grifters. And nowadays, he's most often seen... he produced Reb's latest album.
Yes.
Along with Reb. And he's all through that. And he also plays in the Marlon Williams band.
So for the 30 people...
He's like a secret weapon.
He's
a secret weapon of so much great music. And he's worked with Tammy... with Tammy Nielsen on some of her earlier albums.
And so the 30 people that are going to get to see Reb and Dave tonight are going to be very much in for a treat, eh, Rowan?
Oh, it's just going to be fun. But because Dave plays on so many other people's music, but tonight he's going to do a set with Reb sort of backing him.
Cool.
So it'll be a bunch of covers and some of his own songs and his own workings on things, and then he'll back... There'll be a short break for drinks, and then he and Reb are going to do an imagining of a lot of Reb's songs.
Well, that sounds like
just the two of them.
It sounds like it's going to be a really special night, and then you've got Jasmine, Mary, and Sulfate tomorrow, and more gigs in the future. So we're looking forward to that.
More gigs, they'll be announced. It's sort of because of the limited capacity. We also want to see how these two shows happen.
You're just taking it easy.
Changes. We're not announcing them because they, because of 30, like Reb's show sold out in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Of it. So there was people going, oh, I want to go to that. Oh. It's gone. You know, Reb, like 25 tickets had sold before Reb had a chance to post it on their Instagram.
That's awesome. people are definitely keen to get back out there.
Yeah, you know, the next five went so quickly that it was sort of like,
blink and it's gone.
Blink and it's gone. So, yeah, and I'm also really excited about Saturday night. Like Peter's Sulfate is such a great project, and Jasmine, who some people might remember her band being called Him,
mm-hmm.
and now she's sort of moved to something more like closer to her name, and it's kind of like a little bit spookier, a little bit more sonic and louder. I think we're basically doubling the number of musicians.
Awesome.
So tonight it's just two people on stage. And I think there'll be
about four tomorrow.
There'll be four, you know, be two duos.
Awesome.
And then I think next week the one thing that I'll leak. Is possibly
BFM exclusive.
Yeah, is we haven't launched it yet, so keep an eye out for tickets. But it'll be Skeela.
Fantastic. That'll be great.
With Leaping Tiger.
Oh, that sounds very special.
Which will be quite a weird show to sit down and watch.
Yeah, you'll have to really get your chair dancing on there. Hey.
Yeah, I think they might break it up a little bit and do different things, but yeah.
Hey, Rowan, we're going to play Reb Fountain now, and I hope that the show goes really well tonight. Awesome to see gigs coming back out into the wine cellar, and I hope that all the new processes work well for you, and we'll see you very soon.
Okay, thank you very much, guys.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Drunk little Indian boy, they said, spouting off his mouth about the great man's dead. What's a little brag between boys in the cell? You never know who's listening at the gates of hell. They're like video stores, press rewind, delete. On those that don't work, that don't fit nice and neat. In the future we say is worth something. Hell, I could have been somebody. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? In certain circles where you can't touch me, I'ma dance around, you know I'm connected to the powers that be. A golly, you ain't got nothing on me. You put my tail in jail, this is a place called hell. Wheeling and dealing on a Saturday night, caught between a gun and a stitched up fight. Brushing birds that travel hell out of here. Can you see me in your eyes? Don't you know who I am? 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 you cry, brother, there's a knife in your back. Don't you cry, sister, he ain't coming back. Caught you trying to make your way to kingdom come. Well, this is my territory. It's God's will to stamp what's mine. It's God's words that bite your tongue and marks me divine. The moment we lay our hands on the world, Jesus figured how we can touch her up. Don't you know? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? No shame, no fear, no highway out here. No shame, no fear, no highway out here. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I think I'll make it if I follow through. I used to ask you what I needed best. A sucker punch, I nearly lost my head. Now I'll mount you like an avalanche. Your mightiest skills is queen for a fighting chance. I'm gonna make you make your mark on my map. Push the wood, take my word. Don't you know who I am? 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 He woke up in his mother's arms. Dawn already, he had heard the call. Chee-chee, honey, well, it's time to rise. Spread your wings, little goose, and we'll take flight. He flew over the devil of the wasteland. Six string playing on your heartland. Death in your pockets and a bird unsung. This is the star of progress. I set out on an expedition. Hold fire, girl, with your new religion. Keep it simple with your pop-pop songs. God forbid you change the record. I draw lines in symphony, animal savagery, refugee just like me. Don't believe the hype. Out of the wasteland we come. Little girls, little boys, and the nameless ones. Rise up, oh children, won't you dance with me? Up, little children, come and set me free. Rise, little ones, rise. No shame, no fear. Don't you know who I am? 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 Don't you know?
Reb Fountain, of course, with Don't You Know Who I Am, and she will be playing with Dave Kahn tonight at the Wine Cellar. First gig back for the Wine Cellar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.